The Gemara says in Daf Kuf Samachzana Mad Aleph Amar Abaye Mitlas Bad Esel Luchta B'Seif Shita Adol Mezayv Akasiv. That if you're writing a number in the Shtar and it's between the numbers of 3 and 10, make sure not to write the line, the word at the end of a line, because a person can be Mezayv. So let's say it's supposed to say Tlas in the Shtar, which is 3. We're afraid you're going to be Mezayv and turn it into a Talsin, which is 30. Like the Rashbam says, the Mezayv Akasiv Tlas Talsin La Arba Arbain. So you have to make sure not to write in the way the person could add a couple letters and be mezayifed and turn your 3 into 30 or your 4 into 40. V'chule. The Taisa speaks out over here. He says, the Kasav Tlas, that this chashash is only a problem if you're writing Lashon Nekeva. You write Tlas, then there's a chashash you could turn it into Tulsan into 30 by adding a Yod and a Nun. But if you write Tlasa, which is a Lashon Zachar with Aleph at the end, then there's no problem because you can't turn that into Tlasin because there's an Aleph there. And if it was Tilsin, then it shouldn't have an Aleph. So it's only a Chash and Lashon Mekeva, not in Lashon Zachar. So the Tais Chaim of here asks the Kash on Taisis, he says, that doesn't make sense because that's true for most numbers. But Rabba is saying over here, this Chashash is from 3, and I'm sorry, Abai is saying over here, Mitlas, about Eser, from 3 until 10. So between 3 and 10, you have the number 8. 8. Is written the same way, whether it's Zach and Akeva, it's Shmaina, whether it has a Heidan, whether it's Zach and Akeva, it's written the same way with the same letters. And over there, Lecharia, there would not be a Chashash, because whether it's Lashon Zach or Lashon Akeva, you can't turn it into Shmainim. So why does Taisa say that it's always going to be a problem if there's a Chilip between Zach and Akeva? So then, and we're not worried about removing Isis, we're just removing, worried about adding, then Lecharia Shmaina should not be a problem. It sounds like for the Gemara, that's a problem from 3 until 10. That's his Kasha on Taisa. Now, Lecharia's Kasha is a Pella, because the Gemara over here, Taisus, we're talking about Lashon Aramis, Lashon Tlas, and Tlasa, not Lashon of Shalash and Shleisha. So if you're talking about an Aramis, then what the Gemara says makes a lot of sense, because Shvenin Aramis is Tamni or Tamnia. So if you write it Tamni with a Yod, you can turn it into Tamnin and to 80, but Tamnia with an Aleph, you wouldn't be able to. So Lachara, the same Chashash you have by all the other numbers, you would have by 8 as well. So it's Archean, what Bechlal the Taris Chaim is asking over here, and I found him the Gilian Marsha in the back, the Mitzayin to the Shach in Chesh Mishnah Siman Beis really speaks this out to answer that kasha that we're talking about Lashon Aramis, about it, there is a chiluk between Tamni and Tamniya. Could be that Taris Chaim held that the Gemara is just speaking in Aramis because that's what they spoke, but the Gemara is really referring to how it's written in Shtaris, which is in Lashon HaKadosh, not Lashon Aramis, and Mimele is pointing out that Lachar Shmona shouldn't make an afkamina, but the Pasha says the Gemara is speaking about a matzah where you wrote Lashon Aramis in the Shtar, you wrote Tlasar, or Tlasa, and therefore it's not going to make enough Kamino, whether it's Sacher or Nekeva.